Please remain standing for the Gospel.
And our Gospel reading on this Christmas morning comes from Luke chapter 2, and it's his account of the first Christmas. So hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born for you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Please do take a seat. And I wonder if I could invite some of the young people who'd like to come up and join me at the front, maybe to bring a kneeler with them. Well, I wonder if I could start by just wishing a very happy Christmas to everyone. It's lovely to see you here this morning. And I hope that so far you've had a good Christmas Day. Anyone done anything exciting yet? Christmas Day? Anything you've done so far this morning? Just come to church. You've opened some presents already. Great. It's fun when you can open some presents before church. Wonderful. So here we are, Christmas Day. And Christmas is a time that is often full of good things for us. And we're going to think about some of those things just now. So in our first slide, I wonder... Sorry, the next one. Be great, thank you. I wonder if you're going to have a house full of people. Some of us will, I'm sure. Others might be having a quieter Christmas. But lots of us at Christmas time will have a house full of people. Now, I need you to help me identify what's in this next slide. A house might also be full of this. What's this? Wrapping paper, yes. Once we really get stuck into opening the presents. Isn't it amazing how quickly the whole room seems to fill up with wrapping paper? You're wading through it as though it was an autumn day. Piles of leaves, just sort of kicking it out of the way. Floor full of wrapping paper. Okay, our next slide. I wonder if any of you are in charge of Christmas dinner later on. And if you are, your head may well be full of calculations, timings, and all the sort of special techniques you're going to use to make sure that Christmas dinner is just right when it comes to be served. Okay, next. If we get that bit right, what's going to be next? What's the table going to be full of?
Food that's nice.
Nice Christmas food, yes, absolutely. We each might have our favourite. Some of us love the trimmings. Others of us love the turkey, or maybe what's coming afterwards, the Christmas pudding. Okay, If this goes well, if we have a nice Christmas meal, it won't be long before our kitchen is full of this. Piles and piles of washing up. And we're all sitting on the sofa trying to work out who's going to be the unlucky person who has to tackle the piles of washing up in the sink. And it's not just Christmas Day that is full of things. I guess for many of us, the days leading up to today have been full of things as well. It might be Christmas events, or it might just be that long list of jobs we're trying to get finished before Christmas comes. Maybe it's been the extra shopping we've had to do, or the writing and delivering of Christmas cards. Has anyone been involved in delivering Christmas cards around Wargrave? Yes, well done. That's super. You see lots of young people out on the streets of Wargrave delivering all those Christmas cards to people. And then, once the Christmas meal is over, we might still have a long list of things that we want our Christmas to be full of. Now, what if any of the young people can tell me what you're really looking forward to, even after Christmas meal is finished? What are you looking forward to?
Opening
even more presents, yeah. We used to, in our family, try and spread that out over the most number of days we could so that it wasn't all over too quickly. Anything else you're wanting to do over the next few days? Eat all the sweets and chocolates that were contained within the presents, yeah? Absolutely. Lots of games. Yes, lots of us are looking forward to playing board games or other sorts of games with our family. Any Christmas films left to watch? Some of us might have a copy of the Radio Times at home and we've highlighted all the films we want to make sure that we don't miss. That's what we used to do in our family. So there's still lots of things that fill up those days around Christmas. Well, 2,000 years ago, Bethlehem was full as well. As Mary and Joseph travelled to Bethlehem and arrived ready to give birth to Jesus, they found that there was nowhere for them. Nowhere for them to go. It was crammed with people, all there to register their names. A bit like we might do at the beginning of a school day. They'd all been called to go to the place they were born to register their names. And because it was so full of people, there was nowhere for Mary and Joseph to stay. I wonder if you noticed that in our reading at the bottom of the second paragraph. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. So if you see our next slide, here's Mary and Joseph, and they're wondering what to do. Where are they going to find a place for Jesus to be laid after he'd been born? And now, 2,000 years later, we might read of that and think, if only I could travel back in time. If only I could go back and make sure they did have somewhere to stay. Because after all, Jesus is the King of Kings. He's an important person. It's not right that he didn't have anywhere to stay. But that hymn that we just sang, Joy to the World, suggests that the problem wasn't just 2,000 years ago. The problem might be here today as well. I wonder if you noticed in that first verse, let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. That suggests that the problem wasn't just as Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, but today as well. It might well be the case that even today, on Christmas Day 2019, we might say, sorry, Jesus, no room here. Sorry, there's no room in my heart for you. You can't stay here. Or we might say, actually, Jesus, welcome. Come on in, come into my heart, there's plenty of room. Now, if we wanted to say, there's plenty of room in my heart, Jesus, for you, what would that look like? Well, we learn something from the nativity scene. So if we look at our next slide, the way that the people that we think of being at the nativity gathered round Jesus, ready to worship him, ready to see how special he was, ready to see that a king had been born, to remember that he is at the centre of Christmas. So today, that might mean finding some time to say a prayer. Maybe a prayer thanking God for the birth of Jesus. And then when Christmas is over and the wrapping paper's been cleared away and that washing up in the kitchen's been dealt with and we've played our games and watched our films, as we go into 2020, making room for Jesus in our lives there as well, day by day, making room to listen to him, making room to pray to him. And the wonderful thing is that when we make room for Jesus, it doesn't mean that we don't get to enjoy all those other things. In fact, Jesus promised to bring us life to the full. We're thinking of how full our lives are, but Jesus said, I've come to bring you life to the full, full of good things. So when we make room for Jesus in our hearts, our life can still be full of good things. Now, Steve's already flagged up a couple of ways that we could make room for Jesus in the coming year. So if any of the young people want to take away one of these, a little leaflet that's got some lovely puzzles and games and challenges in here, but it also explains something of the Christmas story. So maybe take one of those away, and you can look at that today or in the days to come. And as Steve's already suggested, if we're a bit older, we can book in the Alpha Course on the 9th of January, come along for a taster evening, and then make room for Jesus in 2020. I've just got a short prayer for us to pray as we move into the next part of our service. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd help us rightly to remember the birth of Jesus, that we might share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Amen.
Amen.